So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Because a lot of the times in business, in entrepreneurship, you have what's called a blind spot, okay? I'll give you an example. Just right now, I went out with my wife. I was walking by, and she said, you haven't taken the tag off from this new hat that I just bought. Because a lot of the times, when you are starting out in entrepreneurship, in business, you don't know what you don't know. And you have all of these blind spots, right? But you don't know it because you just don't know. Because they're blind spots. That's why they're called blind spots. And one of the biggest mistakes you can make in business, and I've made this many, many times over, your ability to know that you're not going to be good at everything and your ability to ask for help. Probably about a few hours ago, I had a client ask me this question of why is he stuck? And this is one of my clients who has generated about $600,000 in commissions for himself, but yet he was stuck. He couldn't see anything else apart from his past experience. So one of the things I was telling him was, in order for you to get outside of the current box you're in, where you're feeling stuck, where you're information overwhelmed, where you're looking at everyone else and it almost feels like everyone else is beating you and you're getting left behind. Do you ever feel like that? You gotta be able to learn to understand different mental models of viewing reality. Because two people, they can look at those buildings. They can look at those buildings there, and they can say two different things. But it's the same building, right? But two people will view it completely differently. And that's the same thing with blind spots. So the advice that I give to this young guy who had been a student of mine for more than 5+ years, I said, the easiest way that you get unstuck is you gotta create a future that's bigger than your past. That's number one. Number two is you gotta let go of any and all guilt, shame, embarrassment, fear, judgment that may corrupt your mind, that may infiltrate your mind, that holds you back. And number three is you gotta put it on paper. You gotta start writing these things out. You know, the lessons that you've learned in the past, writing out your principles. You may have heard of a guy called Ray Dalio, the billionaire behind Bridgewater Associates. He wrote a great book called Principles. And in Principles, he talks about everyone should create their own principles. So I started writing down my own principles for investments, for marketing, for business, for personal, for health, for relationship, for spiritual. And it gave me permission to move on from what happened in the past. And a lot of the times, the reason why you're not moving on in the future and you're not growing as fast as you'd like is because you're stuck. You're stuck in the past. You're stuck in your old self. And what happens when you start writing things down? The next step is now you've got all these lessons. Now you've got two things, education and experience. See, most people don't even have education. You've done well for yourself. Just listen to this, watching this. You've probably gone through courses and seminars and webinars. So you're getting education. Most people don't even have education, right? Let's be honest. So you're getting education and now you're getting experience. So education and experience equals expertise, right? Now you have a newfound level of awareness of yourself, of what you can contribute to the world. This is one of the reasons why I'm making these videos, because I myself went through this phase that I'm sharing with you. And what happens when you go through that? You start creating a new self-identity, okay? You start to reinvent yourself. And as human beings, this is what we're designed to do. One of the things is we have to constantly adapt, transform ourselves. And if you follow these steps, I promise you, if you let go of the past, you create a future bigger than yourself, and you create a new identity for yourself, that is ultimate success, because you're always moving progressively towards a goal that you deserve and you know you can go out and do. And I shall see you in the next one. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action
Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.